Shech of Zion, Kiddushin.
Rashi and Toisus Arosh, Chmenya yesterday, Kinyan Kaspoy, to Nish Kinyan Kaspoy. Rashi Haltas, as an Isha, as Nishkin Kinyan Kaspoy, for a man, so why does it say Kesav Miknosai? Because we said the Shit Nukubetza says that the Kinyan is Tutsoch Mitten Kesef. It's not a pshat that you have a Kinyan in the Isha, Kesef Dik a Kinyan, it's just it's done with Kesef. So what does that do with Shtar and Bia? So Rashi says it's because of Makish Havayis La Dodi. That's Rashi's Shita. There's a Rush, however, says no, that the word is that you have a Kinyan in the Isha. The Bnei Chayil brings a beautiful Machlokes L'Shitasam later on in Daf Nun Amud Beis, which the Mishnah says over there, a person has produce of Shvius, and he's Mekadesh five Nashim with the produce of Shvius. Kuchem Ukudesh Esli. One woman accepts for all of them. The halacha is there mikudeshes. Shmamino, mekadesh perishvias mikudeshes. Says a chiddush, you can mekadesh with perishvias. What's the chiddush? What is that? Why would you think that mekadesh with perishvias wouldn't work? Says Rashi. I would think perishvias are not his. You don't own perishvias. Who do they belong to? Hashem or Hefker or whatever, yeah, they don't belong to you. They're right, you can't be Makadosh with that. You're right, Hashem. What? You could use it for yourself. Yeah, but you can't, it has limits. And Chanami, that's why it's taka yours. But the Havamina was, you're allowed to use it, but it really belongs to Hashem or to Hefk or whatever it is. Akopanim, that's what Rashi says the Chiddush is. Tosfos Dalton says the Chiddush is, I would think that it's usur to do schoira, to do business, to do to buy things with perishvias. Therefore, she should not be mekudeshes. Kumash Malon says Tosfos that in a chanami it's usur b'di'evet amekach kayim. That's the chiddush of Perish Shvius. That even though you're doing business with your Perish Shvius, b'di'evet mekach kaim. Rashi says a whole different thing. I mean, I think it's not yours. So says the Bnei Chayil is Moshe Finkel. Moshe Finkel passed away something in the vicinity of around 12, 13 years ago, I think. I don't remember exactly how many years ago, around 12, 13 years ago? No. Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, around 12, 13 years ago. So, it says Ramesh Finkel, maybe the pshat is that it's Rashi L'Shitasai. Rashi holds, when you're Mekadesh in Isha with Kesef, you're not doing business, you're not buying with the Kesef. It's Kesef of Ad Ishus. That's not business. It's Nishkin Kenyan. Toisus L'Shitasai holds that what are you doing when you're using your money? The same way you could buy a Sodeh, you could buy an Isha. It's Kesef Ikri Kinyan. This is Kesef Kinyan of Sodeh, Kesef Kinyan of Isha. So therefore, Avamina, this is called, you're doing business with your Kesef. You can't buy and sell with Kesef, because with Shvius, because it's Shvius. But Rashi, she tells us, that's not what happens. When you use Perish Shvius and Kadosh and Isha, it's just Kesef of Edishas, or it's whatever it is. It's Shava Kesef of Edishas. It's not Schoir, so why would I think it wouldn't work? So Rashi, a different reason. Rashi's vision is because everything is not yours. It has to be yours in order for the Kesef to work. Okay. He brings over here that the Noid Bira is Akasha. He says, how could you have a man you could Makadash and Isha with this Perish Shvius? But there's a klal, Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. In other words, the Isha did Makadash herself. That she could do because she's doing it for herself. But how did she also become a shlich for the other four women? He said, I want to Makadash five women, you and another four. And she was Makabel for the five of them. So let's get clear. According to Rashi, it's no kasha because it's not an Avera. Because you're not doing tschayri, you're not doing business with the Shvius. You're just doing Kedushin. So what was that? It didn't work. It's not Memoina. But now that you're telling me it's Memoina, there was nothing wrong, nothing bad happened. But Tosfos says clearly that it only works Bidi Evid because you attack over on the Isser, La Achla, Velayla, Schayra, which means I can't do business with it. You over on it, but Bidi Evid. The mekach is kaim, aber it's an avera. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. As I fract, the noid of Yehuda. So I don't want to go into the answer right now. I just want to just say that you have to understand how does this concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera, what's the mechanism behind that? The Gemara uses a phrase. The Gemara says, "Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimim." It's not clear what that means. It's a big machlokes in the Achronim, what exactly that means. But perhaps over here, Tosis is going to say that because, maybe as follows, because over here this Isha is doing it for herself anyway, because over here the Isha is, when do we say in Shlecha Dvar Aveiru when I'm doing it for you? But over here where the Kabbalah's Kedushin is for myself anyway, maybe over here we don't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Sham, Divrei Misha. It might have to do with Shutf and Shaganfu. We might have a discussion over there.
Because it's for you, therefore it's not Shlichus for them?
Because it's for you, therefore over here we would allow Shlichus to work. I have to know what the Svar is.
Yeah. Doesn't come in
because, okay, I don't want to get into all of the details of it, because if Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Sham is a Svar that maybe you didn't think you really do it, but it's because Eno Chayta V'loi Loi, but over here you're Chayta for yourself, so maybe you would. We're not going to get into it. It's a Shaila to hold, but it's above Metzia Hak. Okay? When we're in Bavatsiya, you'll say a Chaburan. That's in 4 years. I'm just kidding. Okay. Rabbi, let's go fight. Let's go fight. So what state in our Gemara? So our Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, Chupa is koine from a Kal v'choymer. So Chupa is koine and Isha from Kal v'choymer. Frek, the Pnei Yeshua, bring the Rakash from Atzmas Yosef, that at Kamas, you're telling me Chupa is koine from Kal v'choymer. We saw previously that Iskish Amma to an Isha, Iskish Amma la'acheres, which means that whatever works for Isha also works for Amma. So the same way we're saying that there's a klal that an Isha is niknis b'chuppah according to Rav Huna, an Amma should also be niknis b'chuppah. Yeah. So that's kind of the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. So hold on a second. So I think the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is really much more shver, according to what we saw in the Tzvi Zakan, we saw in Rashi. What we saw in Rashi is that Rashi says chup is kind of beloy erisin. Maybe this that hiskish amal acheres is in the kicha, is in the original kicha that's done. There it's hiskish lacheres, kesef shtar, whatever it might be. But when it comes to over here, it's chupa beloy erisin, we said in Rashi. Maybe there's no hekesh on the chupa itself. But according to the Tosfos, part of the kasha is going to be shver. Tosfos Yerusha Zaken says that chupa works as a kinyan erisin, the way that Ramesh Shmuel is medayik in Tosfos Yerusha Zaken. It's not mafurish, but he's medayik it. So that's the kasha atzmas Yosef. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says it's not going to work. Because they're not going to have a hekesh. But the hekesh, even in the hekesh, there has to be something here that we can somehow, you know, put together. But the whole yisoid of chuppah says the Pnei Yeshua is only shayach to chosin kala. V'hu kechosin yoytzei mechupasoi. Yotzis kegibur. V'hu kechosin yoytzei mechupasoi. Chuppah is shayach to chosin kala, says the Pnei Yeshua. By anything else, chuppah is not shayach. The Pnei Yeshua says, oh, machlok is what chuppah is. Is chuppah paris taliso alav, nachis ala beiso, yichon. But they all say it's all one thing. It's inyan hamoira on the ishus. It's inyan that's showing that there is skarvus, that there's some sort of relationship. That's what chuppah is. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's not shaykh ba'amavriya. It's just not shaykh. So you can make the hekesh, but a hekesh is not going to bring you something that just can't be. So therefore, chuppah doesn't work by amavriya. What was the kal v'chomer? So the Gemara started saying, the Gemara first thought it was from Machelas Petruma. Says the Gemara, no. Mach kesef she'ena goymer koine chuppe she'goymeres ena din she'tikna. We had a machlokes here, Rashi and Rabbi Atos Riazokin. Rashi says ena goymer. Rashi says ena goymer lo hitzio merishus avia from Isaiah Daim and Yerusha. Atos Riazokin said ena goymer means it's not goymer the kinyan of the Baal, which is liyarsha ulamitmama. So that was that. But we did find the discrepancy between Rashi and Tosfos Riazokin, because later on in the sugya, the Gemara does say, when it says the tzara shavar, learning out from Kesef and from Bia, the Gemara says shkoyne ba'alma v'koyne kan afalini v'chupa shkoyne ba'alma v'koyne kan, says Rashi, afalini v'chupa shkoyne ba'alma shegoy meres liyarsha ulaforis nedarel. And so over here, Rashi also is talking about that what it's Gomer in the Kenyan. We said Rashi is Medaikid in the Gemara. The Gemara says, before the Gemara says Gomer means Rashi says Gomer lohaitsia mirishusavia. Over here, Rashi says Gomer, which means Koine ba'alma. It means Koine means that it's talking about what it does to the husband. So this Rashi, Lechoira, should be parallel to Tzuri Azakan that said before that Gomer also means Gomer in the Kenyan of the Baal. So they do have one thing in common. They both speak about the din of Yerusha. However, Rashi, some reason, picks on Aforas Nadarim, and Tzuri Azakan picks on Letamela. Why doesn't Rashi mention that it's Goymer to be Metame? A husband, as long as she's in Arusa, cannot be Metame for her. But only when you do Chuppah, which is kind of Alma, it's Goymer to be Metame. Why doesn't Rashi mention Metame? Azai Frechter Meisha Shmuel and Shari Shmuas. Dr. Moshe Shmuel, he says, Rashi learns the inyan of being mitameh when it comes to being mitameh to a spouse is not because of the fact that there's like a kinyan that's happening. It's not part of the kinyan. It has to do with the fact that you are she'er. What does she'er mean? Relative. We are related. That's what makes, or there's a certain, we're going to use the word again, hiskarvus. There's a certain bond that was created. But it's not the kinyan that's happening. It's not necessarily the ishus itself. It's the bond that the ishus reflects. Ishus reflects a bond, but it's not mikoyach, the ishus itself. Therefore, what? Therefore, chuppah, which creates the ishus, won't say it's goymer the it's kilo. It's not the ishus itself that's creating the tumah. It's the bond that the ishus is generating. Like lamasha, for example, as follows: says the Moshe Shmuel. The Gemara says that if his wife was puzzled to him, which means it's a kohen married a gerusha. If a kohen marries gerusha, are they married? They are. They're living in sin their entire life. But are they married? 100% married. She's an Eish Tzish. But he's not Matame. Why not? Why not? Because there's no bond there. There's no closeness. If the whole time they're living in sin, he's not Matame. That's what my Shema says. I want to bring another riot. What? Another raya. The Medrash has a Havamina that even after you divorce your wife, you could be Matama for her. After you divorce your wife? Because you've already created, established a bond. Even people, even after they're divorced, I've spoken to, there's still something there. Whatever you want to call it. There's still a certain the haraya, the iser kurva that exists, still exists after they're divorced. That's the she'er. There's a certain kirva that was established by the fact that they were together, even after. There's a havamina. Gemara says it doesn't. It's a kurva elav. It's no longer elav. But there was a she'er that was created, a koponim. So therefore Rashi says that when it comes to metamela, that's not a chelek of the ishus. It's a chelek of just the relationship which was generated. Fine. What? Just read a second vice, the whole soul's not like that. What?
But then why did
he leave out of Aforas Nedarim? So why did leave out of Aforas Nedarim? So here we have to say a different vort. To say over here, Tzuri Azakin holds, everybody say, I'm going to say a Mordei Kechiddush. Baruch Hashem, we found Smuchim to this Kiddush. Tzuri Azakin holds that a husband already, once they're on Arusa, already has Safaris Nadar. You don't need chuppah to be made to Safaris Nadar. Let's test for yourself. What? I'll explain. Hold on a second. So there's a problem with what I just said, because the halacha is that once the Arusa, husband can't be made for the Nadarim.
Can't do it
Lavadoi. What happens if there is no father or she's a Bulgarian? Can't do it.
So, the
power, it's what happens if the father is not around? He can't be made for. What happens if there's no father? By because he can't be made for. So what am I saying? I'm saying as follows. Listen to this. Okay. The Rambam says something fascinating. The Rambam says, well, by Naira Marasa, who has to be made for? Naira Marasa? Both of them. What happens if only the Baal is made for and not the Av? What would you say? Doesn't work. And what happens if she's over on the neder?
She's chayiv.
She's chayiv. Says the Rambam, she doesn't get malchus. She doesn't get malchus. No, no punishment. It was usser. She doesn't get malchus.
Why not?
Why not?
If the
baal was made for without the af. So many rishonim say, and chanami, the same thing true with the av is made for without the baal. Because you have half hafara. It's like a miktas hafara. We spoke about it, is the two together, each one separate. So miktas hafara, there was no more malchus. But zokt the Karen Oira, the Rambam I think is in Hilchos Nedarim, is Perik Yud Alef Alachatesa, Perik Yud Alachatesa, I think it's Yud Alef, I'm positive, and the Karen Oira is in Nedarim, on Daf, Samach, Chesam, and Alef, maybe, says the Karen Oira, the Pshat is as follows. He says, no, it's only the Baal. Because the Baal is the Mefer. The Av is the assistant. The Baal is the Mefer. Yeah, we spoke about this back in the day. The Av is just there. The problem is that the Baal somehow can't do it alone. So he needs the Av. Aber, who is the one who's being Mefer? Says the Karen Oira, it's the Baal. So if the Baal does that for by himself, already you took off. But what happens if the Av would do it by himself?
Nothing.
Still Chayiv Malchus.
Even
though it's done halfway. What? Even though it's done halfway. That's not called halfway? Weiss lechoi Zetmin Amar Zetmin, who be'etzim is the one who does that for us in the Dorm? By Nara Murasa? The Baal. Mamela says the Toys Rezachin, Naira Amurasa, she's already in the Rishus of the Baal. The Baal is the Mefer. You need the Av. The Av is just the assistant. But the Mefer himself, says the Keren Oira, is really the Baal. He's Medaik in the Psukim. Mamela says the Toys Rezachin says that it's not Chuppah that's Goymer for us in the Dorim. You already have the first in the dorm already by Erison. Maybe you can't do it because you don't have enough koich to do it, but it's in the reshus of first in the dorm. That's why the baal is really the mefer. The fees there, we can understand a little bit better. The Gemara we saw previously, the Gemara says that by Nar Marasa, it's not yotza mirishus avi lagamri. It says, let inyana for us in the dorm, mi yotza. We said, but it's not yotza lagamri. The baal is still a mefer together with the av. What do you mean? Tiyatia lagamri? Or it's just tiyatia? We see that the Pshat is that's the Lashon of the Rishonim over there also. It's Yetzia Lagamri from the Baal. The Baal is not Mefer anymore. He is just an assistant. The Av. The Av is not Mefer anymore. It's Yetzia from the Av Lagamri. Once there's Erisin, it's by the Baal. Now he's just working as an assistant to the Baal. Akoponim Dasidas. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we have to get into Tosfos over here. This is really, up till now, is the simple stuff. That's Tosfos is really with a grind. This is a grinding Tosfos. Because you have to really be in the zone. Zok Tosfos. Asher, you ready? Chuppah shegomeres ain't a din shetikne. The Gemara is making a kavah chaymer. The madoch kesef, which is Eino goimer is koine, chupesh goimeres. Eino din shetikne, frektois vizvim toimar, neima dayoi asoivdina. We have to see what that means, dayoi asoivdina. De mehecha maisis de chupa koine mishum de goimeres. Dayoi lover min adin lius kenidun. Mal halan acher kesef, achkan lacher kesef. So there's a concept called dayoi lover min adin. Dayoi lover min adin is usually like this. Classic dialogue in a din. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Pasuk says that Miriam and Avia spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, something. And then, Vihinehi Mitzoras Kasheleg. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to speak on her behalf and said, Haloi Ticholeim. So he says that Kel Norafan Allah. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's embarrassing for her. Says a Kodesh Baruch Hu back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Im Avia Yorak Yorak Befanea, Haloi Ticholeim Shivas Yamim. If her father would spit in her face, would she not be like in seclusion for 7 days? So now also that I spit in her face, she's in seclusion for 7 days. Why only 7 days? If her father spit in her face, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu spits in her face, it should be 14 days. Dayoi, love him in Adin Lias Kenidan. You're learning out from father Father's 7 days, Kadosh Baruch is also only 7 days. So there the dayo is in what you're coming to the thing that you're coming to learn out. The product of the Kal V'Chomer is limited, is dayo. Over here, we're giving like a different type of dayo. Over here, the product we're coming to learn out is we want Chuper to be Koine. What are we learning out from? Kesef being Koine. Okay, it's identical product, right? It's identical outcome. But over here, it's a different type of dayo. Says Toises, this is called dayo asoif dina. What does that mean? Says Toises, the mehecha maisis du chupe koine, mishum de goimeres. How do you know chupe is koine? Because chupe is goimer. Dayo lova min adin is knidun. Malhalan achar kesef, achkan achar kesef. The chupa that you know is goimer.